WRBJ258. WFAH 692.
WRAC 794 monitoring.
And the early birds out here, WSOB 79. And the early birds, I guess. Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793, and up with my coffee.
WRGX218,
breaking up a little bit there. Yeah, 218, you must be coming through the Detroit region. You got all that noise. Is that Roger?
Copy that. I don't know what happened to this thing yesterday evening, but it's full static for a while. I just shut it off. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I was running to the Detroit repeater a while back, a few weeks ago. don't know, they fixed it. I was running through the Detroit repeater for a while, and then all of a sudden it's back noisy again there, Roger.
Copy. I don't know, maybe the weather. Could be the weather affecting it, something.
Now, from what I gather, there's a malfunction with it because, you know, like I said, a while back I was on it and somebody told me it sounded like I had a diesel engine idling next to me, and that's what you sound like. You know, you're copy, I can copy you, but you've got the thing in there. But then, for a while after that, there was no noise. Get on Detroit Talk, everything was working, and then just so it started doing its thing again there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I bumped back up to high power now, back to 50 watts. Maybe I was hoping to do it, but you're sounding okay now. You just get a burst of static as you're talking and it clears away, and then you're good. So that's Mount Clemens, you're on, over.
Yeah, Roger, there was no need to up the power. It didn't make no difference. I mean, you're understandable, you're readable and everything. I guess they got something. I got out of here. Like I said, it's not the radio, it's the repeater. Everybody that comes through breaks it was breaking up and then getting back, coming back in and breaking up, and ain't no big thing. That's the only bummer about this, is we're at the mercy of the repeaters. That's the only bummer I see, is being at the mercy of the repeaters, if you know what I mean there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I just switched over to my Yagi beam. I got it kind of pointing kind of northeast from where I'm at over here at Willow Run Airport. But, you know, I've never tried simplex radio to radio, but I imagine I could go quite a ways if I tried. So I have to try it someday, find somebody with one close around here and try that out, over.
Right up. You can still hear a little bit of that Detroit way behind you. That's great. I'm over here in Warren. The first person was Dave on this side. Simplex. I figured, you know, Clemens got a good situation. Talked to on here, he's about a good five, and I wonder, you know, if I can make it to the Mount Clemens repeater and hit it, you know, I wonder if you could talk to Simplex. It'd be a lot nicer to be able to talk Simplex there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I got a little school not too far from here, and I can hear, they have radios in there, and they're using GMRS, because I can hear them talking on channel 1, 2 down in there, and the little low power ones, and yeah, I can hear them every now and then. They squeak into my antenna. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I have in my radio here, my hand, I'm on a handheld in a house, a power bank, and I have all the FRS, GMRS frequencies in here. You know, I'll hit the scan and there's a school like about a few blocks over from me. I can hear, you know, hear them and whoever, and then people playing around with them and stuff. Yeah, excuse me, sorry about that. Yeah, on them talkies, the GMRS frequencies on them little handhelds, they're low. If I get on one, my radio automatically drops to really low power. But I also have a few GMRS frequencies in here that the radio is on high power there, right?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah. I think I've heard due east of me, there's a Target and a little shopping area, and I hear traffic out of there too on GMRS sometimes. Just depends on the weather and conditions, but it's right sometimes, some flex.
Yeah, roger. Let me see too. Just a few blocks from me is a busy intersection, 12 Mile and Hoover, and there's stores all up in there, you know, with all this strip mall. Yeah, and I get signals from them too, telling the guy to go in the back and bring up a load of Pepsi and la 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 and stuff. Yeah, sometimes I like to hit the scan and just, if I'm out here and I hit the scan, I like to hit the stuff. I hear little kids on the FRS talking to each other and everything, and grown-ups, too, on FRS talking to each other. Sometimes, man, that's some interesting stuff. They don't realize that other people can hear them, though. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, super low power. Yeah, name's Randall here, WRZX218. I got a KG1000 plus. I run here at the base. I got like 30 foot. I'm 30 foot up with the good old jack antenna harvest, omnidirectional. I got a Yagi beam too. I'm on that beam right now. It seems to be better signal off of that this morning for some reason, but that's what I run here. It gets pretty good. I'm about 25 miles west of Detroit Repeater, mile north Will Run Airport. Go ahead.
Yeah, you say it's WRZX218 there. Go ahead.
Whiskey Romeo, Zulu X-Ray, 218.
Yeah, okay, Randall. It's good to meet you. I'm WSFZ, Whiskey Sierra, Foxtrot Zulu, 93. People that I can work with, I'll write down their call letters and their first name and where they're at. And then on my computer here, I have a app, and I type it in there and stuff. So that way, if somebody calls, I bring it up and I look. Have I talked to this guy before? So I like doing that. Only if I have conversation with you. Yeah, you sound really good. When you went to that Yagi, man, that sure cleans you right up there. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's just off of Scamazon, you know. It's a 7-element. But I got it mounted on a mast right under this omnidirectional. About 10 feet down below it, maybe 15 feet. And it seems to work. I can hit 600 over there in Livonia. Me and Jack talking that sometimes. He has a hard time reaching it unless conditions are good. But and I can go to Troy too, 675 or 575. I can hit that one. But on a good day, I can hit Mount Clemens and. Because it's like 42 miles from me, Mount Clemens, so that's a bit of a stretch. Over.
Yeah, Yeah, Roger, that is a bit of a stretch. How much power are you putting out there, go ahead.
Well, I'm back down on medium now, 20 watts. This is a 50 watt radio, Oshan, KG1000, over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm sort of a newbie to this, couple months. And I'm following UB5RM handheld. And I like it. It seems to work. Just got this Nagoya antenna for it. Just got this new Nagoya whip for it, and I put it on here, and it made a heck of a difference. Made a heck of a difference. Big difference on the stock antenna, too, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I had a little Radio Oddity GM30. I believe Jack has one too, with a Nagoya 771 on it, and it was on low power, like 2 watts maybe. And I was out in my backyard hitting Detroit repeater with it and talking to Jack and another fella last summer before, and yeah, just walking around outside, so it was working.
Or anything, Warren, if it's not overcast, repeater, even on low power, my lowest power, there was a time a while back where the skies were all clear all over, you know, and I was talking through the Mount Clemens on low power, and everybody said I sounded good. But as soon as, you know, it gets a little overcast or something, man, then I'm breaking up and this and that. But when I went over to Detroit, I could sit there and talk on low power closer to me, I guess. And, you know, things like that. But now Detroit's doing what it's doing, so I had to swing over here. I have better luck with Detroit when it's working right, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. That's kind of my home repeater, Detroit. So it is what it is. But, all right there, Dave. I'm going to get me something going here to eat. I'm kind of hungry. Got up a little hungry today. But I'm usually up in the mornings, retired now, retired. I ain't got nobody to answer to. So, hey, we'll talk at you in a little while. I got to get out in the mobile, and we'll see how that's doing today. It's WRZX218. And we're going to stand by after your final.
Yeah, Roger that, 218. Same here, I'm going to sit back, monitor. I was kind of surprised to find somebody out here this early, but, you know, it's good. Good talking to you. Hope we can see you too. Anyway, have a good morning. Have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793, and I'm sitting back on the side monitoring. SFT 902, you awake? Guess not. No contact, 902. SFT 793 monitoring.
WSGH922 monitoring. WRAS504. Samuel Foxtrot Zulu, 793, looking for any sign of intelligent life form out there. She's starting to break off, Captain. She's starting to vibrate. More power.
WSGH922. Copy.
WSGH922.
On the way there, I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I figured. It's probably half a mile before we lost you.
So I'll just keep it on the
phone. Roger that. WSGH92 on the side.
WSCI 783, mobile and monitoring. WSTI 783 to station 213. Station 213, copy. WSTI 783, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSTI 732, the mobile one.
WSGH-922 monitoring.
WRVZ525 mobile.
WSGG-772 calling WRVS-713. Dave, do you read me? Over. WSGG-772 calling WRVS-713. Dave, do you read? Over.
WSDM-993 monitoring the station. WSDM-993, radio check.
As you're out and clear on the Detroit repeater, WSDS-386.
Appreciate you very much. WSDM-993, clear monitoring.
WSGH-922 monitoring.
WRVV690 mobile, listening.
WRUG488, this is WRHW478. WSGH-927, standing by. WRUG-488. Jack, you out there? Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec 805 HT with Peter standing by. Whiskey Romeo 805 clearing the ship. WSAA-29.
Station 544, WIG 88. Station 544.
WSGX 400, how you doing today, Jack?
Very good, how about you?
Not too bad. You're still helping my buddy on one of his cars over here and about to head home.
It's cold out there. It'll drop down to 5 tonight too, Roger.
Yeah, 10-4, I heard that. It's, I left my truck running for the last 5 hours while I've been over here. Somebody was walking on you, I didn't get that one, Dick.
What is your location right now?
I'm in Davisburg, Michigan. I'm hitting the Flint repeater.
Davisburg, Michigan, yeah, okay. And let me ask you, you're sounding good, really here. I'm over here. You know what I have in Rochester Hills, Roger?
Yes, sir. I work down there in Wixom. Actually, I hit the Detroit repeater when I go down to work.
Oh, I see. How far are you from Mayville repeater, 550?
From the Mayville? I'm a long ways from that one. I'm hitting the Flint repeater, and I'm probably every bit of 30 miles from that one. I'm using a BTEC 25 with one of those ghost antennas, the little stubby ones on the truck hood.
You're sounding good, and I would not trade it with nobody, Roger.
I appreciate that. It's been a good little radio. All the cell phones kept dropping out here. We have terrible service, and I worked on putting up a repeater at my house and stuff, and
I wanted something where I could monitor more than one channel, and this lets me have four-channel monitoring with 25-watt output, so. I think somebody's trying to break in here. I'll give them just a second. It's pretty staticky all of a sudden.
I don't know who was that. Is there a station No, I don't hear nobody out there. How about you? You still heard him out there?
Yeah, 400, so yeah. I'm the friend of this,
but what do you do, move around?
Yeah, I'm driving through some low spots now, so I can lose you.
Okay. No problem. We'll go talking to you. You take care of it. And
Jack, you have a great WSEX 400 out.
WRTX 930.
WRUG.
Are you on the Macomb? Because you don't sound so good, Jack. You're breaking up. Go ahead, Ken. WIAG for the
link. Oh, there you go. That sounds much clearer. Now you sound good. How's it going tonight, Jack?
Oh, very good, except cold. Very cold, Roger.
Oh, it's not cold if you're standing in front of a wood stove.
I wish I had one of them standing in front of a wood stove. I don't have that. My feet always get cold from the ground because I don't have a basement.
Well,
Yeah, I woke up this morning, it was 4 degrees, and the wood stove is still pumping it out, but it was low, but there's still a bunch of hot coals in there, and it's still coming out. The house was like 66, so it dropped down, because I'm not going to get up in the middle. I'm lazy, I'm not going to get up in the middle of the night and load the wood stove, so I let it go overnight. But, wake up, it's 66, I'm like, hey, alright, I can deal with this. We're good.
And do me a favor, stand by for short, because Bob out there is having problems with 675. So maybe I can reach him on the Detroit repeater. Roger?
All right, no problem. I haven't heard Bob all night. Bob in Sheboygan County. This is WRTX 930.
It's not showing on the MI-8. I don't know why.
Well, I haven't looked, but if you're looking and it's not showing as connected, then, well, that may be a escalation to a Fred thing, but I'm not going to say that, but it is what it is. It'll get fixed soon enough.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but he just sent it to me. He texted me that it's not a show, that is not showing at all. Anyhow, so now you're putting some logs on? Is that what you're doing? And you're smoking a cigar?
WRZF-865. Go ahead, 865. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Yeah, this is WRZF-865, Tim. I'm just coming back. Actually, I'm on the Saginaw repeater now. I left the Atlanta-Hanaway area a couple hours ago, and I was on the Sheboygan repeater, and it was working great a couple hours ago. So I've noticed that it's not been showing up on the app as connected, but anyway, just thought I'd break in real quick and let you know that I was on it a couple hours ago. It was working just fine.
All right, well, appreciate the report. Yeah, that's good news. I'm sure it'll get sorted soon enough.
Copy that. WRZF-865 will be standing by.
Whereabouts, yeah, I'm on the Saginaw repeater. I'm in first run here, but I'm on a base station.
Yeah, I'm on 75 South. I'm just coming up to 675 now, so just got into good range on Saginaw.
Alright, well, and enjoy your travels. Drive safe. Jack, you still out there?
Go ahead, Jack. I'm still here. Anyhow, how you doing today?
Well, I'm just trying to stay warm like the rest of us.
Yeah, but you know what? I took a test online and failed with 5.
Oh, Jack. Wow. I feel for you, brother. It's not easy, but I think you need some guidance as to how to pass the test.
You're right. I need some guidance, right, out of the test. You're right about that. Roger.
Well, one of the things is most of the questions are the same questions, just asked differently. So you just gotta. You don't need to memorize the question. You need to understand the premise behind the questions, and then as soon as you do that, like five or six questions become easily answerable.
You know what, I think my problem, I don't understand the questions. Not the answers, but the questions. Some of them is different word, which is I never heard.
You understand the questions. I'm pretty sure of it. I'm pretty sure you just get... I have a feeling you get flustered when it comes time to take a test. That's what I think it is.
You're right. It happened to me three times. Even when I walk into the test. And this is WIUG 48.
Yeah, WRTX 930. You'll get it. If I have to help you, I'll help you. I will help you. It's not hard. It's just the same questions asked 25 different ways. That's really all that test is.
WRVJ 258.
Station 258, go ahead.
Good evening, Jack, and good evening to the other station. I'm afraid I don't have the call or the name. Name here is Jim. Anyway, Jack. Have you taken a technician class from any of the ham radio clubs around town? There's a couple of them that are being offered periodically. Have you taken any courses, or are you studying on your own, or both?
Well, Jim, how you doing first? And what I'm doing, I never took go out there and take a test with the clubs around. I was studying in, on a cell phone, also on an iPad. Ham test.
Okay, well, the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club is one group that has ongoing amateur radio license classes. I think they meet once a week. And you can go there and sit with a group of people, study, and ask your questions about what the subject matter is, and get your questions answered by people who have the actual answers. Not so much the answers to the test, but the answers to your questions, so that you understand what you're being asked on the test. That's the main thing. The other station indicated, they have different ways of wording the questions and the answers that you might get on your test, and they rotate all that stuff around, but the subject matter is the same. So understanding the subject matter is the important part, and learning in a class environment with a bunch of other people that are having the same questions and problems that you are really helps. It really does. Anyway, that's my suggestion, and I'm going to let you guys carry on. I'll send it back to you, Jack. This is WRVJ258.
I know what you're saying. I think that's what I'm going to do. Go out there and see. But you know what? It's not enough daylight, and I just hate to drive at night where I am all the way to Hazel Park. Anyhow, Jim, really good talking to you and good to hear from you. We'll talk again. WIEG 48.
Station
390, you still out there? 390? You mean 930? I think you mean 930. I reversed it. I was on a text message. That's why.
No, that's awesome. I like it. 390. I like 390 better than 930.
Yeah, anyhow. So, are you on the base station, or are you... what are you on?
I'm on a base station of sorts, if you can call it that. I'm in my radio shack, and I have a radio and antenna with 13.9 volts on it, so that's called a base station, right?
I have a base station, but it's sounding good. Roger.
Yeah, and it's a place where I have heat, and I can have a cigar and a beer, and everything's right with the world.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, how about a beer, Ken?
Well, tonight's beer is a home brew. I brewed it myself. It's a nice blonde with a hint of wheat. So that's how I'm rolling tonight.
It's a Modelo Negra here. And a little hint of tequila on the side.
I don't know, Jill, about tequila. I never had tequila. When I was that 59 years old, I had two shots of tequila and I couldn't take it. But while we were going up north in November, we had that corn whiskey. Oh, that one, right away it will make you warm.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little tequila. Not my bag. I stopped doing that when I was... 20 years younger, but I do my homebrew beers now, and that's all good.
Well, when I mention tequila to people, they think of the stuff that tastes like turpentine that you really wouldn't even use to clean the white walls on your car, you know? And you think of high school kids knocking back shots of this stuff No, that's not the tequila that we're talking about. Bad tequila gives tequila a bad name. There is good tequila. Bad cigars give cigars a bad name. So, I avoid both. Bad tequila and bad cigars. And bad beer. So, at any rate, I can appreciate good of all of the above. And tonight, no cigars tonight. The humidor is just out of arm's reach over there. And I've chosen not to commit to a stick tonight. But I'm having my nightcap, my beer, and my Reposado tequila. Neat. And watching Young Frankenstein on TV. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go. Good to meet all of you. 7-3. Over to you, Jack. And don't be afraid of that class, man. If you can't make Hazel Park, I think Lance Cruz might be a little closer to you. Lance Cruz, I think, is doing them too. But you just gotta catch them at the beginning of the class. I don't know how long they run. Usually it's a couple of, you know, 3-4 weeks or whatever. They meet once a week, and it's like a weekday night. So, yeah, you're gonna have to drive at night probably, or have somebody drive you. That's the other way to go. But it's definitely better studying in a group. Anyway, I'll catch up with you guys later. You'll get it. Over to you. I just said it. Over to you, Jack. See? Reposado Tequila. WRBJ 258.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Yeah, I will get somebody to drive me. And I don't know, you know, I just went to the doctor last week, eye doctor, and I told him, he said, no problem, we'll make you glasses. They give me it, so I got to go to Costco and get those glasses. Thank you anyhow. WIUG 488.
Wait a minute, do you need people to drive you places, Jack? Are you not able to drive? I thought you were driving your... You talk about a radio in your truck. Are you not driving?
Okay, I don't have no problem with driving, but the thing is, the scenery, the eyes, I don't know why they're not helping at night. You know, when you look at the traffic light, you see it like a house, and that's no good. I want my right eye, it's not the greatest, but my left eye is 100%, you know. But that's why I'm going to need the glasses. Anyhow, I got to get it straight up a little bit more, but it's all the doctor said there's nothing wrong with it. You just need the glasses at night. Because, again, when you drive at night, if it's raining, forget it, because it's all dark. And you cannot even see those white lanes in your driving. Roger?
Oh, I get it. Everybody's eyes get older as they get worse as they get older. But you didn't answer the question. Are you driving or are you not driving?
Oh, I'm driving. I can drive. I drive all day, you know. Today I didn't drive. Yesterday I was driving for like 2 hours. Roger?
All right, so you can still drive, but there's times where you might not like it when the conditions aren't right. I get it. No, I totally get it.
Yeah, you know what, because rain, really, you cannot tell, especially if you're on, like, 59 or you're on 75, It's very hard to see those white lanes.
Yeah, it does seem to get worse as you get older, that's for sure. Your eyes definitely start to fail you. Yeah, I've noticed that. Thankfully, I'm still good. But, yeah, I notice some things are starting to fail me at times, but as long as you're still driving, just go slow, keep it on. Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you know what, Ken? I used to drive up north a lot, you know, everywhere, like Glad One, Cadillac, and all those other places. You know, I mean, it just happened like 2 years ago, you know. I don't know what happened, because when you get old, every year you get old. So that's what happened. But you know what? I got a little bit, lot of different right now. It's a very, very good. And one thing I like about the cars, if they put those yellow lights in the bottom instead of those white lights, you can see better with the yellow light, because you can tell that reflect the car and the white lanes. Well, you see it a lot better.
Well, yeah, I hear you on that one. I hear you. Yeah, you're not wrong. Certain colors appear to certain people at a different rate. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You know, you just got to take your time in driving, which is I do. I take my time in driving, and sometimes I drive on the right lane. I don't have to go 80 miles an hour. I can go like 65, 69, 70, you know, even 70 I go. And that's what I do.
Yeah, you're all right. You'll be good for a while. My mom still, drives. She's 86, and yeah, we're starting to think maybe us siblings, it is four or five of us, we're starting to think that maybe she should not be driving, but she still drives. She just goes real slow, and she normally only goes like, you know, I'm just going to go to the Kroger, you know, right down the road a mile and a half or something. But it's like, it's starting to get tough. It's starting to get tough for her.
Like I say, in the morning, I don't mind. I drive up north and come back. I don't care, but I can see better in the daylight, you know. But you know what? When I used to live in Oak Park, what is that, about 10, 15 years ago, okay, I don't know. Maybe they said that way. I don't have no idea what they were saying. See, the sunshine comes every day at the house. You know, every day there's sunshine. So you don't need to turn light on. Then you don't go out every day either. So you just stay, work at home, work in the garage and all that, you know what I mean? Maybe that would made a difference. But now it's going to be a different, because you never, you know, for like 10 years, I never drove at night. Roger?
Yeah, I remember in the 80s when I was driving my grandpa around, he was like, we were driving in a rainstorm or something, and yeah, the lighting, you know, was low light, and getting dark or something, raining. He was like, I don't know how you can see.
how can you see you? And I'm like, you know, 20 years old at this time, but he's like, how can you see you? This is nuts. I can't even believe we're driving around in this.
Oh yeah, I'd be surprised, believe me. At night, it's just a little bit different because, like I said, for 10 years, I never drove at night. Because I'm always home by 6:30, 5:30, always at home, stayed at home that way. And I think that's what happens. You got to drive at night more and get the right glasses and everything else, and you should be okay. And also that it really makes that difference, that yellow light in the bottom of those pickup trucks.
Well, I spend a lot of time outside at night, just not, you know, not driving specifically, but I spend a lot of time just outside, and it gets dark, start doing stuff. I have really good night vision. The driving at night the rain starts to diminish it a little bit. Fog, but no, it's still good. I can still do it. I feel for it.
That's good. That's really good. Whatever you do, keep doing it. Yeah, don't come inside the house that early. Always come late. You know, that's every time we go up north, really we come back at night. We don't come back in the daylight. It's just a matter of that 10 years I stayed in Oak Park. That's what happened.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we need to get you up to the UP where it's really dark, and then your night vision comes out. I think that more than anything does it, is when it's really dark. Because in the city where you guys kind of are, there's too much light pollution. Your eyes never really get used to it. But when you're in a place where it's really dark, then your eyes just open up and it gets much better.
Yeah, I need to do that. And you know what? Just give me those yellow lights. I would not have no problem at all with those yellow lights on. But not the white lights, because they're gonna be stamping in those lines, white lines. And the tar is just hard. If it's, you know, cement, you might see better because it's not black. And this is WIUG 488.
WRTX 930. Yeah, they've actually done studies where the red taillights are not the best. The blue is the color that people see the most at a long distance in the dark. So they actually, in some countries in the world, the taillights are blue. But the red, blue in the dark. It can be interesting.
Which is, you know what? What about 30 years ago, they done that? They put the lights on top of the car or on top of the pickup, another light on top. That helps out. Some people don't see those two backlights of any car or pickup truck, but they see the one on top because that's a little bit higher. They did a good job for that. Roger?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, that's why you see emergency vehicles today are usually red and blue, or red, blue, and white, because the red and blue contrast, everybody, including people like me who are colorblind, can see the red and blue. And the white.
Yeah, I see indeed, yeah. No, they're good, anyhow. So you gotta go in right now?
Well, I'm just waiting for my tractor seal to seal up here that I put on, and I'll check it in a little bit, but that's all I'm waiting for. What are you waiting for?
That's all I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for, you know, have a little ice cream cup, you know what I'm saying? And after that, a little bit of that yogurt. You know, Greek yogurt, which is good. Roger?
Ice cream sounds good. I like ice cream.
Yeah, I get my ice cream out of Kroger. They have a different variety, and they always have it on sale. I don't know what it is, but they always have it on sale. And it's a good ice cream. Sometimes, you know, I buy sherbet ice cream. That is good. I buy the color ones, you know, like a red and blue, a yellow and all that. That is really good, too. Roger?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is we have two cats. One of our cats loves ice cream, and she knows. She just kind of knows what that freezer door is. The freezer door opens, and you're getting come out of the freezer. She's like, "Oh, you're getting ice cream." You can throw a spread of ice cream on down on the floor and she just pick it up. She loves it. It's kind of hilarious. Like she just knows that you're going in the freezer, and I'm not going in the freezer for that. But she's like, "Well, there's ice cream in that freezer. I know there's ice cream there." Are you going to get some out for me? I want some ice cream.
Hey, what'd you do? Train her for the ice cream? You must have done that. Which is good. That's okay. You know, but you can't give it that much anyhow. Roger?
Not train her. She just learned that freezer door noise, you know, triggers her, and then if you're getting anything else out of there, she's like, there's ice cream in that thing that you just opened, so I want some ice cream. And if you throw a little spat on the floor for her, she just lifts it up and loves it. Just a little bit.
And tell me what you like, the chocolate or the vanilla or the mixed one with the dates in them.
No, it's just plain vanilla. That's all it is.
Well, I know why, but, you know, because the vanilla really, they make it from milk, and the cats always like milk. I think that's why. Roger?
Yeah, perhaps, but cats are lactose intolerant, so they shouldn't have milk, because they're going to throw it up eventually. But, yeah, you know, you just give them a little fat, and she loves it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, Ken, go eat a little bit and come back. I don't know if you're going to be out there or not again. Otherwise, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Or catch you tomorrow anyhow. WIUG 488.
All right, Jack, yeah, good talking to you. I'm just going to let this oil dry on my trailer that I put on the trailer back in here and see what I can do with that. Let's good chat with you. And we'll talk with you tomorrow, WRTX 930.
By the way, Ken, I heard 3.5 inches coming tonight. Till tomorrow morning, that's what I heard here in Rochester Hills.
I'd love to see it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I know what, Billy, I was up at 6:30, and that's what they said. They said it about four times, 6:30, 8:30, and I texted my daughter today, and I told her, she said, yeah, they had 3.5 inches coming down.
I'll believe it when I see it.
You're right. I believe it when I see it. Well, take care, Ken. I'll talk to you later. WIUG 48.